Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Back again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. In fact, I want to shout out to those of you that are listening to this broadcast here in the U.S. Welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Hey, Mexico, I want to welcome you also. Welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. And Canada, Iraq, the Philippines, India, welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. And every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Now I want to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom. Shalom.
Amen. Good to hear from you, brother. Thank God for you. I take it that you're having beautiful weather in Chicago. Your voice sounds like it, and I believe that you're very happy about it.
I am greatly relieved and very happy about it. Grateful, thankful, and enjoying it immensely. All of you people that's enjoying your environmental change, climate change, enjoy it. Enjoy.
Amen. Glory to God.
It was amazing. We are grateful tonight, heart to heart, face to face, work of the Lord, and women's night, and especially Handmaid's Night. I was thinking how a few minutes ago, you know how we, especially even believers in Christ, how we how people depend on their happiness is mostly dependable on circumstances. And if the circumstances are nice and good, they seem to be kind of happy. But if circumstances of life is somewhat altered or changed or adverse or difficult or disappointing, they're not happy. And I think we have not understood the life of Jesus Christ in allowing events, negative circumstances, alter whether we are walking in the joy of life. And I was just thinking about that. Many people have many difficulties come to them in a daytime. Some things are fearful, some people are difficult, some see a mountain moving. And they are very, very, very unhappy, as they use the word happy. I don't like that word too much to use that word happy. That's a human phenomenon, a term called things are going my way. So when things are going my way, you know, it's all right. But if things are not going the way I want them, then my day is messed up. So I don't think that's the way Jesus intended for us to know what redemption is all about. Now, and I was just thinking about that. Many days and many times in our life, because things are not going our way, as we move through life, well, things are not going exactly the way I want them to go. In fact, they're going kind of contrary. So therefore, I'm really upset. I'm not happy. I'm not enjoying. I'm not having the riches of life. I'm not having the joys of life. I'm not having the overwhelming love of God walking just because things ain't going my way. So just think about that. And I was just thinking about a few minutes that that's not what Jesus came to make our life to be. And he came to redeem us. To redeem us from not only the fallen state, but redeem us how to have joy in every circumstances of our lives every day. And I think that redemption and recovery from the fall and, you know, reconciliation to God and being restored to the place that Adam lost, we have the impression as we walk and move through life that if the things of this life don't exactly go the way we want them, they use this word, I'm not too happy, I'm not too sensitive, I'm having a bad day. So we have allowed, we have permitted, and Jesus didn't quite get this over to the disciples. You remember when the disciples were going to the other side and traveling in a boat in the middle of the river, and life changed. Brother, when they got in the middle of the boat and Jesus was sleeping, and life all of a sudden changed. Now, they were on their way. Jesus said, let us go to the other side. Now, what was he trying to teach them about the other side, going to the other side and living on the other side of life? When he got in the middle of the boat, you know, and in the middle of the sea, the water, as they was going, Jesus was asleep. And then suddenly came a storm. A storm came in. That means the whole circumstance in life had changed. Everything was going pretty good, and they're traveling with Jesus, and everything was pretty nice. And they was just kind of tranquil. But all of a sudden, the circumstances of life changed into a adverse condition, a difficult, a fearful situation. And they were afraid and terrified. And they was like, hey, things ain't going too well here, Brother Nate.
Amen.
Look at the waves. The ocean is against him. The sea is up against him. And Jesus don't look like he cares. He's sleeping on us. Well, and Jesus did that, ordered that to teach them and train them. And the water got into the boat, and the boat seemed to be sinking, brother. And the awesome wave and wind was just about to overtake them, and they crying and moaning and groaning and said, this ain't how it's supposed to be. We got Jesus in the boat. This ain't supposed to be going on. Just because I'm a Christian and he's in me and the Holy Ghost and I'm walking through life, I don't know why you think that life is not going to beat against you and change. And so therefore, listen, what the Lord is trying to teach us about redemption, recovery, reconciliation, and deliverance, how we are to live above the circumstances. I thought I'd put that in there, bro.
Amen. Amen. Definitely pick up on that. Definitely pick up on that. Glory to God.
And, you know what's so important about this lesson about walking with God and walking through life and walking with Jesus. I'm a saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, anointed, and all of a sudden, Jesus Christ is in the boat of my life, and I'm in the boat with him, and circumstances turned against me. I'm saved, sanctified, filled, anointed, Holy Ghost on my way, and circumstances beat against me. Wait a minute now. Hold on. I'm redeemed. And sinners are having it a little better than me. And they got a little money and seem to be having a luxury in life. And they seem to think and look like they're going pretty good. Here I am in the kingdom of God and living for Christ. And I'm walking, moving through life, and all these storms have risen against my life. What's going on here, Jesus? Is this the way it's supposed to be? These circumstances, these difficulties have arisen to face me in life. Wait a minute. Hold on. Everything's supposed to go pretty smooth. You know when the disciples in the boat and crossed on the other side, and Jesus sleep at the head of the boat, and life changed on them. Life circumstances changed.
Amen.
Quickly, bro.
Amen.
I mean, they was kind of thinking, hey, this ain't the way it's supposed to be. Things supposed to go smooth the way we want them so we can say, oh, it's all good, it's all good. But Jesus had a lesson for them just like he got a lesson for us today. We are not to live under the circumstances, and the circumstance is not supposed to dominate our lives and take away our victory or our joy, because our joy is not supposed to be altered by the circumstances. Our victory, our peace is not supposed to be altered because of the circumstances of life or the winds that will come against us in the midst of our. Jesus said, you can have joy. Now, he didn't say nothing about no happiness now. I think we got that happenstance stuff kind of mixed up with what the Bible says, living in victory and living in joy and living in hope. Now, Jesus didn't say nothing about this, you're going to be so happy, but he said you're going to walk in joy and victory, and the peace of God shall keep your heart. Now, there's a difference between the word happenstance, which come from the word called happiness. If things happen the way I want, then I'm happy. Well, you're not walking in the kingdom walk. You're walking in the earthly walk, the human walk. Things are going okay, child. I'm all right. Everything going. I'm getting pretty good money. And with kids and everything going nice here. So no disappointment, no adverse condition. And all of a sudden, you're trying to live like the ungodly dissenter. By circumstances of all life, instead of live by the hope that is in you, and my joy shall not cease. I would praise the Lord, his praises shall continually be in my mouth. We know what the psalm says. It's amazing what the psalmist learned, what he's trying to teach us in Psalm 34. Why don't you read Psalms 34 before we get started here. Let's see, why is the quadri of life winds has blown up on the Christians, and they don't have no hope or joy nor peace because they're trying to live according to happiness. Psalms 34.
Psalms chapter 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul
really?
Shall make her boast in the Lord.
Really? Okay. Now, this soul is making it boast in the Lord. Go on.
The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify
okay.
the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I
Wait
sought the Lord,
you,
and he
you,
heard me.
He heard me.
And
okay.
delivered me from all my fears.
He delivered me from all my fears. Now, you notice, he delivered me from all of my fearful and sorrowful because of circumstances that had come. Read on.
They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you to fear the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lip from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivered them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh to them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be destined.
You get that last part there, that last verse is always the narrative of a story about always at the first and the end, the first and the end. The end says, and none about his servants, what's that?
The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate.
Wow. Desolation. Now, when desolation comes, when you're walking in this life in the kingdom of God in the light of Christ, desolation is coming. And trouble is coming, because this is a troubled, fallen world. It's not, the earth has not been redeemed yet, and we as the saints haven't got a redeemed body yet. And Satan is still here, and demons are still here. And so, therefore, we're living in a sin-broken life. Now, notice that when we're walking in the kingdom of God in this earth, in life, trouble is still here. disappointment is still here. Circumstances adverse are still coming and will happen. Fearful events will happen. We'll still continue while we walk in this life. But what effect do they have over our lives, those that are in the kingdom of Christ? If they are like the rest of the human beings who are looking for what we want, they want continuous good circumstances so they can say, I'm happy. This is because our life cannot be controlled by happy stance. Good circumstance. Oh, everything's going my way, Brother Nay. Everything is good. But what can this man that's walking, he walking upright and righteous before the Lord, look what it says. I will bless the Lord when circumstances are going my way, right?
No.
It didn't say that? You sure? When things are just the way I want them, and with that thing, I would like them. I've ordered this. This is everything going my way. Nobody's acting up in the house, the wife, husband, the kids, circumstances, job. I mean, everything just smoothy. Is that what it said? Then I will bless the Lord when that happened?
No, it didn't.
Well, maybe we mix it. Maybe we're trying to walk with the earthly mind instead of having the heavenly mind through this life, the Christ mind. It said, I will bless the Lord at when? I will bless the Lord when? How? When?
At all times.
I'm not going to bless the Lord when the water's in my boat, is it? No, can't do that.
That don't make sound. At all times.
No, Brother Nate, you got it mixed up. I think you look mixed up. This is the kingdom war. We're talking about the kingdom of God and the king in you, and you're in the king, and you're walking in the kingdom war. My kingdom of heaven has come to the earth. Now, the kingdom of God has come to the earth to teach people that nothing is to have dominion over your life. Do you know that nothing is to have dominion over our joy? Wait a minute. Jesus said, your joy shall be full. He said, my joy was full. Paul said, I gladly suffer for Christ, and I rejoice. Now, notice that when the apostles got beaten for the gospel's sake, whooped now and beaten, they left the prison rejoicing. Wow! Are y'all crazy? Something wrong with y'all? Y'all just got beaten in your flesh, and you jumping out of jail and rejoicing that you're able to suffer for Christ? Something wrong with y'all. These circumstances are not controlling y'all. Wait a minute, these adverse. Wait a minute now. What are you? You got joy in your bad circumstances? You got joy and hope of victory in your bad circumstances? That don't sound right, logical. I better go to the psychiatrist because psychiatrists don't believe with that. Well, you know, let me give you this pill here. Let me give you this electric shock here that makes maybe your circumstances can change. I will bless the Lord at all times. What has it got to do with my altering my life and changing my life so I can have joy and peace? Do you know that the Lord intends for us to know peace every moment of our life? And the peace of God shall keep your heart and your mind through Jesus Christ. Now, you know, it's something strange about that. And Philippians says, for it says, the peace of God shall keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. In all of this, then he says, my joy shall remain in you. You read the 13th chapter of John, the 14th, he said, my joy shall remain in you, even as my joy is in the Father. And you mean tell me the joy of heaven and the joy of Christ as being Lord of my life and the Lord of my circumstances and the Lord of my disappointment and the Lord of my oppression and the Lord of my victory, I will bless. I have the double assurance. I got the heaven assurance riding in my soul, in my life, in my body. I will rejoice. I'll be glad no matter what circumstance will not dominate my joy. It will not have victory over my joy because my joy is greater. Because, listen, that what I got, you know what they're saying? The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. People sing that song, but and they shout for a little while, but let the circumstances come, then the attitude change. Whoa, oh, Brother Nate. Okay. What does it say about altering things of life, altering your joy and your hope and victory in the moment of your sickness? See, we're letting moments steal, and moments have stolen from me many things. I let moments of difficult disappointment steal from me something until I got on my knees and began to recuperate and regain and began to receive the assurance that I'm supposed to have victory no matter what circumstance. I'm supposed to have joy that's overwhelming. I'm going to have the peace that keep all understanding. My hope is alive. He's burning in me, and I'm looking at heaven and not at the circumstances. I'm looking at the victory. I will bless the Lord. When he said I will bless the Lord, brother, at all?
That's right.
Faith. That person must got his eye on faith. Do you think that's the God's kind of faith? The God's kind of faith?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's okay. It's God's kind of faith. You're walking into God's kind of faith. So nothing can conquer your faith. It may come against you, but it said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall be continually in my where? In my mouth? Is that what it said?
Amen. That's what he said.
Well, then we got to get to the place where we believe that and begin to enjoy life and not let circumstances take away my joy and my hope, which is heavenly. Yeah. I don't know where that come from. I wasn't even thinking about that. Brother, I was thinking on something else when I came on the radio.
Amen.
But I just want to say to everyone, this is what is called the gospel, the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, walking in the redemption way of the kingdom of God. It's a way of life. It's a journey, a victory, and not allowing things that happen alter your faith. Not to alter your faith, nor your hope or your joy that dwelleth in you. Now faith speaks on this wise. Now faith speaks on this wise. I will bless the Lord God at all time. His praises shall continually come out of me. Why? Because I have what 7th chapter of John said, a river of living water living in me. Wait a minute now. I'm not living by the world's circumstance. I have a well of living. When I got a river of heaven's water in me. Everywhere, every day, where I go, I got a well of living water. Jesus said, if you let that river of living water that's in you work in every circumstances will not control your joy or your victory. But it will control your happiness if you're looking for some happiness. That means things are going my way. Things are going the way I want. We're trying to walk by that kind of measure. That's not Christ's walk. That's not what he taught. He said, let not your heart be troubled. So John 14, what was he telling the disciples with all of the distress and all the difficulty they were having because of the gospel and their walk with Jesus? He said, listen here, boy. Look here, guys. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. But wait a minute, trouble coming all the way. It's flowing in the window. It's on the rooftop. It's working when I go in the job. Let not your heart be at distress or unrest or disturbed. He said, listen, when you made me Lord of your life and confessed me as your salvation and deliverance, and you joined the kingdom of God and became an heir and a joint heir to Christ and a son of the living God, I got to teach you how to have dominion. You know what dominion means? I got to have you have dominion in life. Dominion. Rule and dominion. To reign in life. You know what Jesus said in the fifth chapter of Romans to Paul? He said we are to reign in life. Reign over life. Ooh, wow. Jesus, you mean tell me life and circumstance can't rule over me? No, well, you got it wrong. You're supposed to rule over it. You're supposed to reign and have dominion, not over life, but over the devil too. Because he, devil, come to disturb your peace, your rest, your health, your wealth, your family. He come to steal and rob and kill. That's what Jesus said the devil came to do. This is the adverse condition. John chapter 10 said the devil come to bring distress, unrest, affliction, bondage, and death. He's a murderer and killer. He's a robber. He said, listen, but I'm going to give you something that's going to conquer that. I'm going to make you more than a conqueror. What do you mean you're going to make me more than a conqueror? Romans 8. More than a conqueror? Yeah. I'm going to make you more than a conqueror. I don't want you to be religious now. I don't want you to be churchy. I don't want you to serve sin. I'm going to make you more than a conqueror. What do that mean, more than a conqueror, brother? More, you're supposed to have, we're supposed to exercise dominion. We're not supposed to let happiness rule our lives. We're supposed to let him that is Lord to rule in that segment. I will make, Paul says, all those things you read about in not only Romans 8, and also in Second Corinthians 11, he talks about all the difficulties. He said, in all these things, you know what Paul says? I'm more than a conqueror. What are you talking about, Paul? You've been whooped about 5 times, stoned, in the sea, in the sharks, been hungry at times, running and escaping for your life. And you're talking about, I'm more than a conqueror? Paul, what are you trying to tell us? I'm more than a conqueror in all these things. What do you mean? Things ain't going your way, bro. You get whooped, beaten, run, disowned, rejected. And you talking about, oh, my God. I believe, Paul, you have understood what the Lord, when he talks about this new life in the kingdom. You are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. You are to be more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. In all these things that happen that make your day and your life to steal your joy and your hope, not happiness. The world wants happiness. I want to be have something else beyond happiness. I thought I brought that in there, brother. Okay, this is handmade tonight. You want to add anything into that, brother?
I think you hit it quite on point. I think I can say in a sense I can gather why you was directed unto that way. I was kind of thinking about something, talking about something to the Lord a little bit before we got on the broadcast. So I can kind of see why you having to go that route. I can see that. So we're gonna pass Sister Anderson on. God bless you, Sister Anderson. How you doing?
I'm blessed, brothers. I'm blessed. I was listening to the conversation. Thank God for the conversation. I just thank him, and I'm praying that indwelling spirit just indwells me, that I would just worship him, call upon him morning, noon, and night. I thank God.
Amen.
I thank God.
Amen. Conquerors of life. conquerors of the events of life, conqueror of the evil one that come to rob me. And Paul talks about being more than a conqueror. And in a suffering, Paul suffered more than any apostle for the gospel. He suffered more than any, I would say, according to the scripture, he suffered more than all of the apostles put together for the Christ and for the gospel. And yet he's talking about, in all these things, I'm more than a conqueror. Woo, brother. Circumstances sure they went your way. If that be the way, I never had a what they call a happy day, because you were getting whooped down the street and whooped up the street, jumping over wall in a basket, in a sea, shipwrecked, stoned to death, run out of cities. More than a conqueror. More than a conqueror in Christ who gave himself for me. And by all these things, and in these things, I gladly say, where you get that gladness from, brother? What about the happiness? And I gladly rejoice in my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, sister. Allison, glad to rejoice you. This is Handmaid Tonight. If any, you want to speak to the women of the world, they're having a lot of difficulty in certain nations. Brother Nate, you've been hearing the trouble and distress that's been coming to certain nations and government of the world?
Yeah, they have been encountering, and, you know, it's been going on for a while, especially the Christians in these other countries, like over there in Kenya and all them, you know, pastors, you know, being killed, and him and his wife, I think. So, yeah. I've been hearing about those encounters that's been happening over there.
Mr. Allison, you are aware that the many women and mothers and different ones in parts of the world that may be facing difficult times and difficult things in their nation?
Amen.
So if you have a word for all, if God has given you a word, oh, yeah, did I give you a text or something? Did I give you a text? I don't know.
Yes, sir, I received it, and I just want to say I just thank and I praise the Lord for the word already, the conversation that went forth. But for me and for myself, I just want to say, listening to it, you know, Heavenly Father, in your most precious, infinite, and glory name, I come with thanksgiving in my heart, and I ask the Lord just to keep me humble before him and to keep me with clean hands and a pure heart. And, Lord, as I come tonight, Lord Jesus, I come that someone, I know, Lord Jesus, that devil is roaring like a lion, and I come, Lord Jesus, that someone would touch and that would receive the word, Lord God, that has gone forth tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, we come to standing in the gap. We come tonight, Lord Jesus, asking that you head in. Lord, in, Lord God, because we stand with Lord God. We stand with the people tonight in Sudan and in Ukraine and China tonight, Lord. We stand with the women that's going through and suffering, Lord God, that's in Africa, Lord God, in India, Lord God, tonight, Lord Jesus, and Germany, Lord. We stand with them in the Philippines and the Netherlands, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, I come before you right now in your holy and precious name. These, Lord God, these creatures that you have given to me, Lord, like Turkey and Egypt, Lord God. Lord, we stand in, Lord Jesus, in Lebanon and Ethiopia tonight, Lord. Baby, Lord, we come and we stand with those women, Lord, that are going through for the gospel's sake, going through for the gospel's sake tonight, Lord God. And Heavenly Father, I ask that you, Lord, stretch forth your hand, that you will be a sinner tonight, Lord God. Because, Lord Jesus, I know that you know all and that you see all, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, let them know. Let them know, Lord Jesus, Lord, even though they might know already, Lord God, that they will be touched and know that they are not alone, that they will be touched and know, Lord, that there are people that are standing with them, standing in the gap with them, And Heavenly Father, we ask that you send them Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I ask him that he put this down in me, Lord Jesus, because when that enemy come, Lord God, I want that word, that living water, which is that word, to flow up out of me. You know what? That's just like when that enemy tried to come to Jesus. What did Jesus tell him? Satan, get these hints and get behind me. He knew what to use on that devil. So I'm asking the Lord just to keep me. Keep me in your presence, Jesus. Keep me,
amen,
Lord God. You know, it's a thing that I always say. I can't sing, but I thank and I praise the Lord that I love trying. I love trying. And I thank and I praise the Lord. You know, I was reading the 33rd Psalm, and it came into my mind. It's a little song that said, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. His grace is sufficient for me. I just thank and I praise the Lord. And you know, it goes on to say, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. All his works. All his works. You know the word tell us, all good things. All good things come before the Lord. You know, and as I was reading that, all good things come before the Lord. You know, I just thinking and I praise the Lord and just being so thankful for all things. And it came to my mind, you know, I'm thankful to the Lord for all things, but it is not necessarily, you know, that I'm for all things that come to me. I'm not for it, but all the things that come from the Lord, I'm thankful for them. And I just think and I praise the Lord for that. And the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Thank you, Jesus. He gathered,
amen,
the water of the sea together, and he laid up on the depths in the storehouse. You know, that's what the Lord wants us to do. This is David. David is giving all praise and honor and glory unto the Lord. But the Lord wants us to take this word, to take what he says. And we read in Isaiah, it says, line upon line, precept upon precept, and here a little and there a little. He wants us, Lord God, to receive every word. We got to live by every word. Every word. We got to live by this written word. We got to live by the prophecy, the preach, the taught word, every word that proceeded out the Lord's mouth. And David here is praising the Lord. He's praising the Lord down from the depths of his heart as he was praising. And it said that those waters, they were gathered together as a heap. And he laid up the depth in a storehouse. Lord God, I asked him to lay it up. Lay it up inside of me as a storehouse, that word, because I want to rejoice. I want to rejoice in the Lord. Oh, ye righteous, praise the Lord. It's natural for the righteous to praise the Lord. And I thank him for that, too. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. The Lord bring the counsel of the heathen to know, and he maketh the devices of the people of none effect. No weapon formed against me shall perish. You know, but we have to be in a place and we have to have a relationship with the Lord. So I'm saying to the women out there, lift up, because I tell you, your testimonies, the trials and things that you are going through today, they will be your testimonies for tomorrow. And I find that if you lift up and you praise the Lord in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your trial, you will be released. You know, when you're praising the Lord, there's something down inside you that is released. It is released. Women, let's learn how to open our mouths. Let's learn how to be bold. Because I tell you, sometimes that's the only thing that's going to get us over and through. Open our mouths and the Lord will word it. Be bold. Because the devil is out there. He's like a roaring lion, and we're going to have to be bold. We have to be bold to come before the things that are going on out there. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. I just thank and I praise the Lord. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was praying and kind of meditating on the word, and the Lord gave it to me. You know, Jesus left us, he left us two wheels. He left us a living will, all the things in the word that he promised us, his promises, while he was walking the earth. He left us a living will of the things for us. And then after his death, he left us a will and testament. All the things that he said, now that we are heirs and joint heirs, that the children, the healing is the children's bread. He let us know all the things after his death that he gave to us. He gave us these things. It's our inheritance. It is our inheritance. And the word tells us that we have not because we ask not, because we don't open our mouths. The word tells us that deliverance has already come. All we have to do is reach out. And I think and I praise the Lord. Women, stand your ground. Stand your ground. I'm telling, because the devil comes to rob, comes to kill, come to steal, come to take your children. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord. He gave me a prayer, and I pray it out loud so that devil can hear me. Devil, everything that you've taken from me, everything I've allowed you to steal from me, I take it back. I take it back in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I take it back because I want to rejoice in the name of the Lord. Rejoice.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, by
rejoice.
Me opening my mouth and rejoicing in the Lord, I feel
be glad.
A release. It's release.
I'm more than a conqueror.
Give up on fear. Lord, I ask the Lord, all fear, all doubt, all untrust and mistrust, we need to release it. We need to release it. Because these are the things that the devil trying to use to keep us down, to keep us from opening our mouths and speaking the word of the Lord. And I just thank the Lord from the place of his inhabitants. He looked upon all the inhabitants of the earth. I thank and I praise the Lord. Thank and I praise him. He fashioned their hearts alike. He considered all their work. The kingdom, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for, Lord God, the will that you left. Thank you for the inheritance. And I claim it. I claim it, and I get rejoice out of knowing that Jesus said he would never leave us alone. He would never leave us. And that gives me satisfaction to know. I can praise him. I can thank him. And I just thank and I praise the Lord. And David, he went on, when he talked about that the Lord said, praise the Lord with an instrument of 10 strings. You know how many instruments? If you read in this 33rd Psalm, all these instruments, they have 10 strings. 10 strings. The psaltery, the harp. All these instruments, they have 10 strings. And you can't tell me. All these instruments did not make a noise. And it tells us over in Psalms 18, David danced before the Lord. He didn't just play music, and he didn't just sing songs. He danced before the Lord. And that's freedom. Mm. Freedom in the spirit. Freedom.
Amen.
See, you get the praise in the Lord, you will be loose. You will be loose. Women, be loose. Be loose. Because you know what? We don't have to do what the Lord is telling us to do if we want to be part of that bride that he's coming back from. We can't be silent anymore. We can't be silent. Do not quench the spirit of the Lord. Let loose. And the Lord will bless you even more. Bless you even more. I have to tell you, there have been some times that I felt like if I opened my mouth, I was going to, like my stomach was so upset, and if I opened my mouth and started praising the Lord, that it would make me sicker. But I'm telling you, it would be loose down in you and all that will come up out you. It will come out of you. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Be bold. Be bold and go forth in the Lord. Because I'm telling you, the trials, everything that you're going through today, it will turn out to be a testimony for you. And
amen.
I think and I praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. I thank the Lord.
Amen.
We want to welcome on Sister Helen. God bless you, Sister Helen. How you doing?
Amen. Amen. God bless. Amen. Yeah. I thank the Lord tonight for his word. I thank the Lord for that 33rd Psalm. And in that 33rd Psalm, you know, it is a song of praise. And, you know,
yes,
and how David is calling up on the righteous you know, to praise, you know, to praise the Lord. And you know, and in that song, you know, he said, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, and for the praise is commonly for the upright. And David was, you know, he was teaching how to praise the Lord, and he was glorifying the Lord, you know, for who the Lord is and his power and his authority. And you know, and by the word of the Lord, he was saying, well, the heaven made and all the hosts of them, you know, by the breath of his mouth. And we know that over in Genesis over there, and what David is referring to is that how the Lord, he spoke, you know, the word. And he said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Yes.
And he spoke these things came into existence. And he was praising God. He was worshiping the Lord. And, you know, also let us know that we can speak the word, you know, of God.
Yeah.
And these things will come to pass. And he will also showing us who we are in Christ Jesus and the power and the authority that we have, you know, on the inside of us, you know, that we can speak it like Jesus did. Because when we are born again, filled with his Holy Spirit, you know, that same power, that same authority that's in Jesus Christ also dwell in us. And, you know, if we can speak these things, and it shall, you know, be. Because he said that he said life and death is in the power, you know, of the tongue. And if you speak it, no, you shall have the fruit of it. And that's what David is trying to, is speaking here, bringing us into a place, you know, with the Lord and who he is and what he can do, you know, for us. And, you know, and he is talking, you know, to his people, you know, and encouraging his people. And he said, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. You know, and he was telling us, that if we fear the Lord, and if we fear the Lord, we'll fear him in enough, you know, to obey him, you know, and, you know, and what his word, you know, is saying to us. And we can also see the favor, you know, of the Lord, you know, up on his people, you know, through the song, you know, that David, you know, is testifying. You know about, and you know, and I thank the Lord, you know, for what he is doing and what he is saying, because you know that when he spoke, he said, "Let there be," and he continued to say, "Let there be," and it was so.
Mm-hmm.
And so I truly thank the Lord for the word of God, and through this word is teaching you how to stand.
Yes.
And as we stand on the word of God will come alive in us. And when it starts coming alive in us, then it will begin to start manifesting itself. And you know, when things come upon you and you begin to speak that word, then the power comes, and that word will set out before you.
Yes, it will. Amen. Yes, it will. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Stand against that word of God.
Yes,
and I thank
Lord.
I thank him thank for you, his
Lord.
Word of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I just thank and I praise the Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praises of God and his benefits. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. I just think and I praise the Lord because he is so good and all of these praises and, you know, when you read through Psalm, that there's so many scriptures in Psalm, it's a command that is repeated throughout, you know, Psalms, and that it's important. It is important in praising and worshiping God. And, you know, this is repeated so many times. And the only, and what I was researching, and I found that love, when the word talks about that, you know, that you would love your neighbor as yourself, the only thing I found that's repeated more and more than that scripture is the one that says praise and worship. It talks about praise and worship. It is repeated. It's a commandment. It's a commandment. There is a commandment to repeat. It's praise and worship. So it's something that the Lord wants his people to do, because it wouldn't have been repeated so many times throughout, you know, the scriptures, that we must praise him and worship him. And even though we're learning that there are different ways to praise the Lord, there are different ways to worship the Lord. And, you know, the Lord teaches us these things. That's why we need to get out of this trend that is only one way. One way. No, it's not one way. The Lord had many ways of doing things. Praise and worship. Praise and worship. Amen. Praise and worship is what he wants us to do. And I think and I praise him. Even through this, we saw how David was delivered from his enemy. And I read that 91st Psalm. I read it every day. Every day I read that 91st Psalm. And the Lord tells us when I read it every day, you know, it's just that it's a personal relationship that we have to be in with the Lord. And he goes on to say, if we are in that relationship, that the Lord, that he is my refuge and my fortress, and my God, in him will I trust. He said he was going to deliver us from these things. He said that even we can't talk about that the snares and the fowler. It talks about the pestilence and all of these things that we would be delivered from. But it's a place that we have to be in, that if we dwell in that secret place of the Most High is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will deliver us. And I have gotten to the point, and I thank the Lord that I'm just crazy enough to believe it. I'm crazy enough to believe it. I thank and I praise the Lord. He said, no weapon, no weapon, no man's weapon formed against me shall perish. No. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes. Yes, Lord, the weapon of our warfare. Yeah, he's letting us know what we need to do. It is not carnal. It is not carnal.
Hello, not connect me. Anyone there?
Yeah, we hear you. Yeah. We hear you.
I was, I'm sorry I interfered, but I was cut off, and I was trying to see whether I was still on. I was cut off, and that's why I was checking. Sorry to interfere. I was just trying to see whether I was still on. And because I had it was cut off a couple of times, whatever. Well, I'm enjoying can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you clear.
Okay. All right. I apologize for interfering. But I joined the word of the testimony and the speaking. I'm enjoying the testimony of the Holy Ghost and the testimony of our dear beloved sisters. I'm just enjoying it and being inspired by it. And I just want to say in particular, the women around the world, the sisters and brothers and missionaries and wives, I hope this word has been a great inspiration to you and a help to you, because there's many people that are listening and looking for hope and looking for a way, a better way in life and a better way, especially those that are seated in Christ in the midst of a confused trouble and a distressing world. So I hope these words of inspiration of the Holy Spirit upon the sisters is a great help to you women, especially. In Mexico has constantly been on my mind that there's going to be an altering of deliverance in Mexico and even in old Mexico. So Iraq and Iran, in Sudan, in the certain parts of Sudan, God is working a mighty deliverance and victory for those people that's under mighty oppression of the enemy. Iran, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia and Syria, Lebanon, and there's a great move coming in Australia. And the up, I don't know why Bermuda and the Bahamas Islands is going to see the first rain, but there is much, much insurgent from Satan using many of the terrorists, terrorists is under control by demons and devils who refer to themselves as jihad or from Islam. But all the Islam people are not terrible people. But there's many, many remnant parts of Satan is using many, many parts of Islam to be a terrorist against the people of God, being the people of Christ. So the women are suffering a lot in parts of Africa, famine, India, Indonesia. I want to hope that these words will lift your faith and your hope, looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and putting your trust in him. So I'm grateful for the women of God speaking to the women in Sudan and Haiti. We say to people in Haiti, the women, especially the children, in Indonesia and India, that the women have to endure much and suffer much. And have the they have to lift the banner of faith. Some of their husbands have been killed, their children have been imprisoned, and for the word of God's sake. So the women in these nations, if hopefully that you hear and listen, that you might learn in this closing hour the way of deliverance in Christ, and you renew your hope in a hopeless situation that's like a cloud of darkness. But the kingdom of God has come, and Christ is going to hear your prayers that's focused in Jesus Christ as Lord. We talk about the people are called Esau and Turkey and Ishmael. The Lord is concerned about the Arabian people, the Esau and Turkish people, Turkish. There's much difficult in Turkey, and the women in Turkey, they need to hear a word of lifting and a word of victory in Turkey and all along the, beyond the Northern Strait, beyond the rock of Gibraltar and that area. Lord, let your word penetrate, and let the women in particular and all people hear the word of the living God.
Yes.
So we're just rejoicing at the testimony about women, the evangelists, and missionary, and handmaidens, Sister Lillian Anderson and Sister Helen Teagle. Thank God for the grace that spoke to you through you tonight. I want to turn to Psalms to verse 16, and I want someone to read about activating the victory in every circumstances of life. Now, and having hope when no hope is on the horizon. Now, it's very important that the believers who have the light in them, the light of the living Christ, and have the living waters in them to activate constantly the victory that Christ has placed in you, not only for yourself, but for other people, to activate it and release it. Now, verse 16, 33rd chapter of Psalms, 16, 17, 18. Will somebody read those four verses from 16 to 20? I think it is. I think I haven't got my Bible right here. Anyone got that? Beginning at verse 16 to 20.
There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their souls from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waited for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to wait for the brother to come back on. His call and dropped again. Praise be to God. We just thank God for the reading of the word. I give him about a minute to come back on because the devil does not want this word to get out. Therefore, you know, he's trying to cause as much hindrance and interference as he can, but he would not stop. He would not stop Amen. The word of God going forth today. So we're going to try this again. All right, brother. You're back on.
Okay. Yeah, this phone is keep cutting off. You almost had a really sharp word that the enemy didn't want to go forth. So he must be upset in the heavens, and the demons are scurrying and running from hearing that word over these nations and different people. So he must be really kind of problem with that.
Amen.
So we know hopefully that you are going to release the two-edged sword of the Lord many times on the women's night. We're looking forward to that. That you're going deeper and deeper to minister to the women in particular and to all people. So they need to hear the word from Zion, from the kingdom of God. And so we're looking forward to our anointed sisters to begin to release the waves of God. We appreciate you and do honor you tonight. And we thank God for your strength. Brother Nate, did you read that 16th verse? Because that's a very important all of those parts in Psalm is a revelation of things that deal with the present things that happen in our world and our nation. Verse 16 to verse 20-21 is very important and key for us in this dark hour and for us to impart, to speak, and to declare out of our hearts, through our mouth, out of our hearts, out of our faith, through our mouth, out of our hearts, out of our faith, through our mouth. This word must be first established in your heart. Must be believed and must be established in your life, in your heart, from the hearing. Release out of your mouth. A release through your tongue. A word that has been settled in your heart. And the faith of God trusting to release that word. Release that deliverance to many people. They may take hold to deliverance and hope. So verse 16 is something very important in the first four verses. Brother Nate, you read those four verses, brother. You want to say a comment on those four verses? Do we have, we have 20 minutes left?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, that's the 33rd Psalm.
Beginning 16 to 20.
Amen.
Okay, the 33rd Psalm, verse 16 to verse 20. There is no king save by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Mm-hmm. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
I was just going to say, no one could do what the Lord could do in our lives. And here we are seeing in the scriptures that it is shown to us so that, you know, our dependency and our true faith and belief have to be in the right place. It has to be in Christ Jesus. It has to be in the same Lord and God that we claim that we serve, okay, and not in things or in people. And so I'm grateful for this word here.
Amen.
And it's, you know, everyone needs on their walk with Christ a reassurance, a revive, a restoration, you know, in your walk with Christ. So I thank God for his word that brings forth these things.
Amen.
Amen. I was the other day the 34th and the 33rd Psalms came together as I was studying and was linked together without complete victory and struggles that people are having today. But it starts out with something that's very vital for America and for the top nation and God's ordained favorite nation in particular, and not only to Israel of old, but to Israel of new, the Americas.
Yes.
He said, notice verse 16, he says, read 16 and 17. This is the very point that we have to activate a certain truth and word daily from what? From the living well that's in us. That's how we call
yes.
that living
mm-hmm.
words from the deposit
mm-hmm.
of the Holy Spirit and impregnation of the word. We have to be impregnated continually with the living
mm-hmm.
word, and the Holy Spirit has to help us to activate and release that word
mm-hmm.
to the nations and people and their need. There has to be a particular thing. After we have praised and worshiped the Lord, we have to activate something. After we have
mm-hmm.
praised and worshiped God, enter into that area, there is something we have to do further to activate, to release something
mm-hmm.
in particular. And in this revelation, when we're praising and worshiping, there is a word given to you in praise and worship. It's released unto you. When you enter into the presence
mm-hmm.
of the living God, there is a revelatory faith word
yeah.
that is given to you that will give you victory and give other people victory. So when we have to listen, when we enter into the spirit of worship and praise, being born of God, there is a word released in us that
yeah.
in the Holy Spirit, as we are doing, enter into that pathway,
yeah.
there is a revelatory relation impartation deliverance word that activates that we have to release. We can't fear. And now it says,
mm-hmm.
in every generation, in every community, in every person, there is a word for that activation of your life daily. So you have to stay in fellowship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And we
yeah.
have to stay close fellowship with God. Like,
yeah.
you know, we have to walk in close fellowship so we don't miss the word
mm-hmm.
of our deliverance that we need every day. Can you hear me?
Yes. Amen.
And there is a
yes.
revelatory word that the Holy Spirit, when you enter into that place, there is a word released, a revelation inspired victory word that's released in you that come out of you to be released and impart. And listen, one of the things in every hour, that's why people are going under, because they're not listening to that word. They're letting their fears, their worries, their sorrows control their minds. When disappointment comes, when sorrow, when the apostle was in that boat and crossing on the other side. See, we got to go to the other side of our faith. We can't stay in
mm-hmm.
it on this side of halfway doubt. We got to go move on the other side. Like Jesus said, let's go to the other side. Now, no. They were in the boat. The waves and the storm came, the adversities, it came and it conquered them. Their
mm-hmm.
fears
yeah.
from looking at the circumstances of the adverse condition controlled their little faith. And it put their faith in prison. And fear
yeah.
took its place. Anxiety and depression, and they began to holler and scream because the water had got in the boat. And they were about to sink, and they could not understand why God was not concerned. And a lot of people are saying, well, God is not concerned with me because the water is in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And if things are not going the way I want to, and I can't be happy until things go the way I want them to happen. Well, you won't be happy then if things, that's what you're waiting on, things to go your way. And you call that happiness, things are going my way, because you are controlled by circumstances of life. And you're looking for happiness
mm-hmm.
instead of looking for peace and joy and the word of the Lord in your life. Now, notice what it says in verse 16 and 17. Somebody read that out clear. Verse 16 and 17. 16 and 17.
There's no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength.
Okay. Now read that. I want everyone to read those two verses. Everyone read those two verses so it will resonate in your spirit. Those two verses. Next.
Okay.
There is no king.
No, no, no. I want another person. I want, no, everyone. Go to the next person.
Okay. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. And horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength.
Okay. Brother Nate?
There is no king saved by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength.
Amen.
What do you think that the Lord is speaking today to us as an American nation, but also speaking to the believers that's in that nation?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the Lord is trying to give to us as a people, as a body of believers in Christ? What is he saying to us, first as a nation nationally, and saying to us individually, and talking to the whole body of Christ? What do you think in those two verses he's starting this out for us to understand? How we are to be more than a conqueror. Now, what does he want us to conquer? Because something and something we're trusting in to deliver us that is faulty.
Mm-hmm.
We may be the greatest military might in the world. But the Lord Jehovah says, you're not going to be delivered by your might, baby. Your arms, your planes, your tanks, and your strength.
Amen.
Amen.
If you think that you're going to be saved by your technology and your intellect, and all these things may be good, but if you're trusting that you got more bombs and you got more planes and more torpedo weapons and more tanks and your intelligence, your man-made intelligence is going to deliver you, America.
No.
It's the Christians who think that he's going to be delivered because he got a fine house and a fur coat and a Rolls Royce. And he thinks that by these earthly things that it shall be well with him in the days of deliverance. Then you are trusting in something that's surely to fail. You got all the horses. Horses represent, you know what a horse represent in Scripture? Anybody understand what a horse can symbolize? You know, in the days of the Bible, the horses was a rare thing in many nations that took them from here to there. And they depended on the horses and their strength, even in battle, or going from place to place. So our horse today in America that we're trying to ride in, it's going to fail us. This is why so many people are upset about who's going to get in office and who's not going to get in office. But they keep forgetting that they don't put Jesus back in the office and put him in the place where he ought to be. They're not going to be delivered by who they trust in. Do you get that?
Amen.
If they don't vote Jesus back in as Lord, if we don't bring him back in our personal lives, our homes, our marriage, our community, in our national life, if we don't put him king, whatever you're trusting in, America, whatever you're looking to Wall Street economy to deliver you, well, the money, the economy is good, we're all right. Oh, okay. You think Wall Street going to deliver you, America, because you got the greatest economy and everything's going the way you think it ought to go and it's rising up and you saying the economy is well and we're all right, America. Okay. No man is going to be delivered. You know what Jesus said? You know, he's trying to get America and the world to know what your deliverance and what you trust in him. Well, I'm in good shape, economy-wise and social-wise. And you know, we hear people say, make these statements. America's on good ground. We're doing good. And they far away from God. I said they far away from the living God. And they're falling away, and they're trusting in something else to deliver us. Oh, my goodness. A king is not going to be saved by his might. A president and a governor are not going to be delivered by their knowledge or their revelation. The mayors are not going to deliver a city by their might or intellect, or their might, or their intellect, or their intelligence. And we are not, as a Christian, going to be delivered by no rapture either.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to offend somebody, but you're not going to be delivered by a rapture either. A false, erroneous thinking. Though you may love the Lord and trust God, putting yourself in something that is going to be your deliverance can be your failing. Well, you think that you're going to be delivered because there's a name over your church that say the Church of God or Church of Epistle or the Church of this. You think that's going to deliver you?
No.
You think it's just because you say I'm the only one and this and that your deliverance is sure? What are you trusting in? Are you trusting in the organization or your relationship and your fellowship with the Holy Ghost? If you don't have a fellowship and a relationship with the Holy Spirit and the wells of living water giving you a word in season for your deliverance, you are not in a safe place. You're not in a place that you can be more than a conqueror.
Yes.
We're going to have to be, there's three words that as I go. In that revelation truth, it talks about conquering. The first thing you got to conquer, Christian got to conquer, Christians were conquered by fear just by this little virus. Most Christians were conquered. A lot of Christians were conquered by fear. Is that right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, let's put some of them were conquered by fear. Would that be more accurate?
Amen.
Instead of us being the conquerors, it conquered us.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Our government was conquered with disorganization, no inflammation, no real leadership. Because that's what we were looking to. Then he told the church world and the business world, they were not ready, and fear conquered them. Well, are we ready for revival? Are we ready as we close when the angel of the Lord has come from heaven and commanded the people to call a holy assembly and call for a revival and awakening for our nation and cry mighty unto God until it happens? But we have not obeyed. So we have a lot of repentance to do before deliverance comes. As we close today, we thank you for listening to you because the gospel is a living witness. It is not only just written on paper, it's a living testimony before God. And you today, by your faith, can grab hold to redemption and say, Lord, I want to be redeemed from sin and the curse that's in my life, and Jesus will come into your life and said, Lord, take away the curse of sin and death out of me. Come, live your life in me and transform me. He will do it. And the next step, Lord, cause me to be raised up. And I'll accept water baptism in Jesus' name, and I'll accept the infilling of the Holy Ghost so I can walk with God and know the victory. Jesus really loves you. He really cares.
Amen. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for the word of God tonight. Thank God for all of you that have been listening. Don't forget, tomorrow night we come with another broadcast of the baptism, part 3. We ask that you tune in for the broadcast at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So, therefore, we thank God for all you've been listening. We love y'all. And from Brother Lee and Brother Nate, Sister Anderson, Sister Tig, God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
God bless.
Amen.
Love you.
God bless. Amen.